Breaks free, another tackle. Pushes out to the 4-yard line and finally thrown out of bounds at the 41-yard line.
And Charles Barrett finally hog-tied him and threw him out like he was wrestling a steer. But unfortunately, he picked up a big chunk of yardage.
Did you just say wrestling?
Yes, chance?
Okay, just making sure. I was just making sure.
They did have that at Michigan State, didn't they?
We had wrestling.
No, wrestling.
Okay,
no,
that's
no.
A 26-yard gain there for number 47, yeah. Aaron Gindler, who broke free of three tackles on that one. And they are now out to the 42-yard line, moving right to left across your radio in the black jerseys, black pants, and white helmets of Harbor Beach. It's 9:35 left in the third quarter, 21-0 Harbor Beach over Brown City, T formation for Kraft, three men in the backfield. And it's a pitch to the right. This time, number two, Travis Hessmaker, he's out to the far sideline, gets about 4 yards, and then looks like a big man there. Brown City just throws him out of bounds. It's about a gain of four when he's thrown out of bounds.
Again, he was hog-tied and wrestled out of bounds.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
According to the placements, a gain of three for Travis Hessmaker, number two, the running back and slot receiver for Harbor Beach.
He did more running north and south on that one. In fact, on south on this one, then he did going straight ahead getting some yardage.
Second and seven for the Pirates at their own 44-yard line with 8:59 remaining, 21-0 Harbor Beach. Now in the spread formation, Klasky the only one in the backfield, and it's a handoff to Klasky, who breaks right free down the middle. He has the first down, and then he rolls a nice spin move there, and he's finally brought down at the 36-yard line into Brown City territory. A heck of a run there. That's seven-plus. Whoa, that's a 21-yard gain for Klasky.
I'll tell you what, he was Charles Baird thought he could tackle him, but Sloan Klasky ran him over, and finally he had just to hang on and bring him down.
So it is first down for the Pirates, now into Brown City territory at the 37-yard line of Brown City. Moving right to left across your radio, it's 21-0 Harbor Beach, 8.5 minutes left in the third quarter, and Klasky just has a 21-yard gain. We have a flanger to the right, slot receiver to the right, and Kraft is under center. As a handoff, Klasky once again pushes left, breaks free in the first half, hits through the line and close to the first down marker. I'd say a gain of 9 he's brought down right at about the 26-yard line of Brown City. Harbor Beach stops the Brown City on that good offensive drive, and here come the Pirates.
I thought it would be trouble for the Brown City Green Devils once the Pirates got their hands on the football if they didn't get a score.
And the officials are saying it's enough for first down, so it's a 10-yard gain for Sloan Klasky. He now has 31 yards in the last two carries and has broken the century mark of 111 yards and 11 carries for Klasky. This is a handoff to Klasky once again from the flanker formation with to the left, and he pushes forward for about 4 yards before he's brought down.
Number 20 for the Green Devils, Dylan Natke made the hit.
And it brings up second and six for the Pirates at the 23-yard line of Brown City with 7.5 minutes remaining as the clock winds down, 21-0 Harbor Beach leading. T formation for Kraft and Pirates. We have Askey, Ginther, and Eric Puff who receives the ball. Rolling to his right, pushes ahead for another 4 yards, can bring up about 3 yards to go for the first down. He's across into the 19-yard line.
Andrew Lindsay made the hit for the Green Devils, and it'll bring up third and short for the Pirates here. As the Pirates are now across the 20-yard line.
And we have some
Green Devils.
We have some scores for you at halftime. Our left leading passer, 20-6. Lake Benton, 14, Millions at 7, CPS 21, Ohm Game 6, that's an 8, Man Reese 20, Sandusky 15, Agamoot 7, Flint Powers 21, Marine City 24, and Roslex 7. This is a keeper, crashes to the right side, finally brought out the 5-yard line, and looks like about the 3-yard line, to be precise. He started that drive at the 19-yard line, and pushes ahead for about 16 yards on the quarterback keeper to the far sideline, pushed out of bounds with 6:33 remaining. 16-yard carry.
I'll tell you what, you should have seen that little quarterback. He juked to the left, saw the lane covered, and then ran all the way to the right and picked up about how many yards, Clark?
I'd said 16.
All right, 16 yards, and he could have been stopped for no gain. But they couldn't get him down.
And that's been the story the whole year for Kraft. He's very slippery. Brings up first of all the 3 yard line for crashing the T formation. It's a handoff to number 45, Sloan Claffey. In standing up, and the Pirates tack on six more. It is now 27-0, Harbor Beach over Brown City.
Well, this is going to put Brown City in a world of hurt if they already weren't, because right now it's going to force them to throw the football, which they're not very good at. They don't like to get away from handing the ball off to Nate Primo in game, and they like to run the football, and by running the football, they just won't be able to catch up. Pirates right now got too many points.
I agree. Class in a 3 yard run, and they're doing the kick duties, and he's saying good, but the officials say no. So, 2 point of the point, no good, makes it 27-0 Harbor Beach over Brown City. Here to WLEW.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
And with that, 6 more points are on the board for Harbor Beach after a 3 yard gain for Sloan Paskey. He's done all the scoring for Harbor Beach. He has 4 touchdowns on the night. And it is now 27-0 Harbor Beach over Brown City.
Well, Troy Schelke has spread the offense and kept Klasky in behind him. So it's a good read option the offense are running right now.
And Ginther boosts this one right down the center of the field, picked up at the 14-yard line by Nate Primo. He's out to the 21-yard line where he's brought down by the Pirates special teams.
And he was brought down by number 66 for the Pirates. And that being, let me find him, Tyler Bouillier made the hit.
And you know, Ron, I'm starting to get cold.
I was wondering if you were going to close these windows.
Of course not.
Of course not.
It's all about the feel.
All about the what?
The feel of the game. You got to feel the excitement, man.
I see.
As my microphone out this one window is on the verge of crashing down on someone's head, as I'm noticing here.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to have to adjust this a little bit.
You know, they'll get a feel if that hits them in the head.
Someone will get a feel, and I might have a lawsuit on my hands as well.
Oh, no, they'll just think this one of the stars fell or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's a Aurora Borealis again. Swierczewski back to pass. He's moving left to right across the radius, scrambling. He's back to the 5-yard line, throws this one right into the hands of 45, Sloan Claffey, who picks it off at the 25-yard line. He's out for the run, and he's in standing up. Pick six for number 45, Sloan Claffey, his 5th touchdown of the night.
Well, this time he did a better job. The ball was in the air where he could put his hands on it, like getting a handoff, and this time he took that off to the house and put 6 more on for the Pirates. And I told you, Clark, Brown City is going away from what they do best, running the football, and they don't throw the football very well, and that shows that particular point.
So a pick six for number 45, Sloan Claffey, now makes it 33-0. And Harbor Beach is going to be going for 2 once again. They're in the spread formation. Claffey to the right of Kraft in the shotgun. And it's a handoff to Claffey, moves right down the middle. But Brown City ready for this one. Stops short about it by a yard. And the two-point conversion is no good. It is now Harbor Beach 33-0 over Brown City.
Wild done the hit for Brown City to stop the extra point.
You're tuned to WLAW.
It's October. Baseball is wrapping up. Football's in full swing. Halloween is coming fast. The weather may be getting colder, but Thumb Cellular is heating things up with a huge BlackBerry sale. It's time to upgrade to a BlackBerry smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular has greatly reduced their prices on their most popular BlackBerry smartphones. The BlackBerry Storm 2 with touchscreen MP3 player, 3.2 megapixel camera, Wi-Fi capable, and more. Retails for $499, but during their October BlackBerry sale, you can get it for just $199. Look Looking for a flip phone at a great price? The BlackBerry Style that